Party people, what's happening? This is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. I'm so glad to be back on the microphone. Man, it's been a long time since before Christmas. Took the holiday off so that people could enjoy their family and do the things that they wanted to do. They didn't have to listen to my voice, listen to me rant and rave for about a month. But this is going to be the first podcast of the new year, 2021. Man, there's been so much going on. I got so much to tell y'all. I'm going to have to break it up in 3, 4, 5 episodes because it's just been so much happening. So much craziness in the world. So much good swinging been going on, even though we've been playing in small groups or solo or threesomes or whatever you love. Been a few things happening out here in Las Vegas. Some parties jumped off. We made some. Unfortunately, we missed some. This COVID thing is throwing a monkey wrench into everything, as it has been for the last 13 months, it seems like. But let me get a little info out the way, man, and then let me talk about a couple things that I think are going to be important to y'all. This is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. This podcast discusses the lifestyle from the perspective of mixed couples. We have our own unique challenges, and this is the place to discuss it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an adult informational podcast for a mature audience. All views expressed are based on our personal experiences. This podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice. This is just a fun thing. It's an informational thing. We're just trying to get some things jumping off for the 2021 year. We want to thank all the people that have jumped on board over the past year. We missed some people that jumped off. We have a real unique group because this isn't an interracial group. So there are going to be some people that don't really feel comfortable being in a group. And I've talked to a lot of people. I've had some people contact me. You know, they're like, hey, we'd really like to join your group and look around and see what's going on and meet some people. But this is what I hear mainly from the females. They're like, well, my husband's white and he doesn't think any of the females in your group will play with him because he's white. My answer to that is, if you got a big enough dick, they're going to play with you. Listen, we got some good people in our group. This is an interracial group. We're not here to judge you. What kind of shit would that be? We trying to get unity in the world through swinging, and then somebody who doesn't necessarily is not an interracial couple thinks that we gonna judge them. Listen, we ain't not gonna judge you. We don't get down like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, my wife is the first one to say, hey, she doesn't play a lot, but she will play with white dudes. She's all about it. You know what I'm saying? You gonna get some love in our group, but you gotta be confident about yourself. You know, now I understand we had a podcast before where, listen, one of the females was just getting her socks blown off and the husband didn't feel comfortable, so he stopped hanging out. It was a white couple. She was hot and he was, I don't know, he was a nice dude. He was a really nice dude. But sometimes, when you stand back in the corner and just watch the bottom get blown out of your girl from brothers who's all about it and are the real confident, and you feeling a little insecure yourself, you got to step up to the plate. You got to step up to the plate and be like, you know, this ain't a race thing. This is a swang thing. So, you know, the couple that I'm talking about, as a matter of fact, and I don't want to go back into no old tales, but the couple that I'm talking about, they still swing, but they only swing just with white couples now so that my man could feel adequate. That's a you thing. That's not a us thing. That is a fucking you thing. Okay? You feel inadequate because maybe you're not slinging it. So in turn, you don't want your girl to get what she needs because you don't think you could get what you need. You could get what you need. Yeah, man. Listen, I be joking about the size of a motherfucker's dick. The size of your dick has nothing to do with you being a charming motherfucker and women wanting to be with you. If you can spit some game and eat a little pussy, you probably gonna get fucked. Okay? Women will make it work. Everybody out here, I've had this conversation before. Everybody out here is not slinging 10 inches of dick. That is not the average. So stop thinking if you get into an interracial relationship, all the dudes is packing 12 inches because they not. They are not. When you're in the lifestyle as long as I've been, you see a lot of dick. Okay? You be in big, large groups of play couples, and it ain't like you can put blinders on. You're going to see a lot of dick. And the number's not 10. And most of the time, it's not 9. So, unless you a dude with a micro penis, if you can spit some game and eat some pussy and be charming, you got to be a charming cat. These women, in especially in our group, in the lifestyle, there are a few women in our group that are like, I'm only going to fuck with brothers, period. I don't fuck with white dudes or Mexican dudes. I fuck with brothers, and that's it. Okay. Then you know that those chicks are not for you. But we throw a party, you know, we throw a big enough party, 100 people throw up. Show up. You know, 100 people show up. More than half of those people are females, because we usually have single females, you know, couples and single females, and a few sprinkled in single males. You trying to tell me if there's 60 girls, you can't fuck one of them? Because you feel inadequate because you're white? That's a mental problem. That's not a dick problem. That's a you problem, being insecure or feeling inadequate. Because that's a you problem. That don't have nothing to that. You tripping with that. So all the emails that I get where people say, you know, I look at some of these groups on Facebook, swingers groups, and they got thousands of people in their group. Now, I don't know about how many people play, but they got, you know, it'll say 1,000 plus 1.5, 1.8, 2.5. They got 2,000 people in their group. Now, their groups could grow and our group can't grow because we're interracial. I find that disturbing, because people are people, okay? Just because we're in, this is a niche group. Brothers who like to get down mainly with white girls. What's wrong with that? You know, you might belong to a group that you guys like to golf, or you like to paint, or you're in a motorcycle club. I don't ride a motorcycle, so I'm not in your club. But you a swinger, come swing. Unless you're saying, me and my wife only swing with white people, well, then you racist. That's just the way it is. I don't say I only play with white women. I only play with Hispanic women. I only play with black women. That is a preference. That is a choice. But I play with all women. All women. Just because this is an interracial lifestyle, interracial group, don't think that I don't play with sisters, because, matter of fact, I was supposed to play with a sister last week, and our schedules didn't hook up. I'm equal opportunity when it comes to the game. And I think a lot of people in our group are equal opportunity when it comes to the game. So if you feel like you can't be included in our group, well, that's false. So, you know, sometimes a lot of people say, well, you don't have any sisters in the group. Well, they don't ask to get in the group. I don't think I've ever excluded one. I excluded one sister because she wanted to get in the group, and then she wanted to start talking about how come all the brothers is fucking with white girls and not her. That's not having a honest, open conversation about your feelings. That's you pointing a finger saying, quit fucking with the brothers. You wasn't trying to get in the group to play. You was trying to get into the group for your own agenda. You had an agenda. Okay. And we don't do agendas here. Okay. This is about having fun. All right. So if you feel like you want to get in a group, we always trying to grow the group. Okay. We can't seem to get over a plateau that I would like to have, but we don't discriminate. Okay, so if you're a white couple and you don't think any of the females will fuck with you, you are mistaken. You are mistaken. You should ask. Don't assume. You should ask. Okay, now if you got a problem because you feel like the brakes is getting beat off your girl and you're not for that, well, then that's between you and your girl. Don't have nothing to do with us. Okay, be a man. Be confident in who you are. I shouldn't have to tell you that. I'm going to move on because real quick, I want to talk about something that's concerning to me about the lifestyle as it pertains to censorship. So let me break this down for you real quick. We've been trying to put together a Pajama Jam Super Bowl party. So we secured the venue. You know me. I'm gonna say it and I'm gonna say it again. I'm not a whatever budget suites type of dude. We don't do that here. This is Las Vegas, and I think people will look negative on me if I put them in a place that they feel like is not conducive to what I portray. Okay. So we secured a great spot, and we tried to start putting the posting out, and we started to receive people's Cash App money, and everything was going great. And then all of a sudden, Facebook, not us, Facebook changed our post and said that our party was a virtual party. And that we couldn't charge. It was a free event. Now, I understand that there's been a lot of censorship things going on since these crazy motherfuckers tried to storm the castle. You know what I'm saying? So, ever since this Trump telling these I don't know what they are. I don't know these people, so I don't want to say negative things about these people. These people killed a man. Okay, so whatever violent tendency, whoever they are portraying or whatever they think their rights are, to me, they out of their fucking mind, and this is just my opinion. Okay, it's an opinion. But nonetheless, they shut his shit down. And they shut a lot of shit down. And as far as I'm concerned, if you preaching hate, your shit should get shut down. But that don't have nothing to do with everything else. You see what I'm saying? So now, I guess because of COVID, you can also tell me that I can't post in a private group about a party and how much I can fucking charge. What the fuck? I'm not usually the type of dude. You listen to a lot of my podcasts. I'm not usually the type of dude who goes off on a tangent and starts ranting and raving and calling people out their name and saying a bunch of motherfuckers. But this is ridiculous. How are you gonna tell me that my event is now a virtual event? Listen, we don't have no teenagers in our group. This is an adult group. If you feel uncomfortable playing, don't play. If you feel uncomfortable going someplace, don't go. If you feel like you go someplace and everybody needs to have on a mask, then don't come to our party. That's all I'm saying. You're not going to pull the mask down, suck my dick, pull the mask up, stop. Pull the mask down, suck my dick, pull the mask up, stop. Stop. Stop it. Stop it. All right, we adults, stop that shit. And I'm not blaming anybody in the group. That's not what I'm talking about. But Facebook pulled our post down after we had already collected money from people and said that the party was a virtual party and that we could not charge. Y'all crossing the line. All right, you crossing the line. We are adults. We shouldn't have to go underground to fuck. Or I have a problem with this. Am I the only one who has a problem with this? So if I post on Facebook, I'm having a garage sale, is Facebook going to say it's a virtual garage sale? You can see the shit online and then I got to mail it to you at my own expense? Like, where does this shit end? Where's it going to end? That's what I'm saying. Where does the censorship end? Where does the control of what I could say or see end? I understand there's some problems in the country. I understand that we have COVID. Nigga, I got COVID. I got it and beat it and I'm fine. I understand it's a problem. I'm not saying that it's not an issue. If you need to protect yourself, yes, by all means, protect yourself. But I'm not going to hide in my house for a year and hold my balls for a year until I feel the government says it's safe for me to do something that I love. I'm not going to do that. Stop it. Stop that bullshit. Now, it's random. This is all I'm saying. The shit is all hit and miss because a group out in Connecticut that I'm really, really fond of, Thick City. What's up, Thick City? They throw parties all the time. They have hundreds of people at their parties. Ain't nobody says shit. Facebook didn't pull their shit down. Okay? We just saw down in Texas, they had a hotel takeover in Texas. They either had a hotel takeover or they're about to have a hotel takeover. They invited 3,000 fucking people. I don't know how many showed. I don't know how many paid. I don't know nothing about that. But I seen the posting. They have an entire hotel takeover event down in Texas. Facebook to pull their shit down. Okay. Thick City and them throw parties like once a month. Big parties. They be getting down. I want to go out there and hang out with them, by the way, because they got some tasty ass females in their group, by the way. I need to get out there. Thick City, hey, we with y'all out here in Vegas. We with y'all. But they doing their thing. And they throw parties and ain't nobody pulling their shit down. Florida's wide fuck open. They having sex with alligators and all kind of shit. I don't know what the fuck is going on out there. But you know what? We got some people down there. They got some swing clubs down there. They tell us to come down every week. Come on out. Come on out. We'll go to the club. Anybody pulling their post? They ain't having no virtual club. So what's up? That's all I'm saying. What the fuck is up with this? We ain't thrown a big part because of COVID. We haven't been able to put anything together large for everybody to have a good time. My boy T. Mosley's birthday's coming up. My wife's birthday was just this week. Happy birthday, baby. We was trying to do something kind of small. We got a suite over at the Wynn, and we was just going to play some dominoes and have some fun, have 10, 12, 15 people out. And whatever happens, happens. If people want to get naked in the suite, you could do that too. We can't even do that. Because the people who hook us up with the room, the host that hook us up, they was like, man, we can't, you know, the lady who hooks up with us up with the rooms, our event coordinator, she's like, man, if y'all have 15, 20 people in a room, and they find out that I got y'all the room, they're going to be talking shit to me. So, I mean, the strings is tight in some places, but the strings is wide open in other places. So we can't even have a little half get together on Saturday, and we done refunded everybody's money for the Super Bowl party because we can't even advertise it. But where are we supposed to advertise it? You know what I'm saying? We got to call everybody. I got to text everybody in my list. Hey, man, we having a party. I know I can't post. Well, where's it going to be? What's it going to do? That's a full-time job. So listen, I don't know if this is 100% correct or not, but let me say this. I got from a pretty reliable source that this is the last fucking 30 days on this lockdown shit. I'm not going to say who. We know somebody who went to a meeting that works for MGM Properties. This is not a host lady, it's somebody else who was in a meeting who said, this is it. Vegas can no longer go through this shutdown, closed during the week, only open on the weekend, $100 rooms when it's a $600 room. All that bullshit, nothing to eat, no place to go, no events. All that shit is over in 30 days. This is what I hear. Now, maybe shit's going to change. I hope it changes. But this is what we hear. This last, I think the governor, Sisolak, came on Monday and said he's going to put it out for another 4 weeks. But when this 4 weeks is up, I hear from a reliable source that could change. Don't say Damon said, because this is word of mouth shit. This is he say, she say, I heard shit from one of our sources that said, this is the last 4 weeks that they're going to do this shit, and then Vegas is going to go wide open. So you know what? Fuck it. We're not going to throw no parties until they drop this shit in a month, but I'm telling you right now, hold me to my word. When they drop this shit, I am going to throw a monster fucking party. Monster. I am going to throw a monster party. I'm going to invite everybody I know from all the states that I know. We're going to open this motherfucker up, and I'm going to throw a monster party. They're going to have to shut the motherfucker down. I'm going to have so many people. Because this is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to fight with them to try to throw a pajama party, and we got to keep running the key down to get y'all up because security's watching. I'm not doing all that. There's no fun in that. That's not fun. I don't want to have people come out here from California and Arizona and Texas and the East Coast and Florida and we got to sneak to have a good time. I'm not doing that. I'm too fucking old for that. Not doing that no more. I'm done. I'm done with this shit. I'm done. Okay? So here's the bottom line. Let's let this shit go for 3 more weeks. This week's almost down, so that'll give us 3 more weeks. When they open this motherfucker up, I guarantee that following fucking month, I will throw a monster party. I will invite everybody. None of you motherfuckers will have to pay. It will be free. Just come and sling it and have a good time and meet some people. And I'm going to have plenty of food. And we're going to have plenty of drink. And we're going to get this motherfucker jumping because I'm tired. Okay? I'm tired. Yes, I've been playing. Yes, I've been having a good time. It's been small shit, but I miss my friends. We miss our friends. We got friends all over the country. Arizona, California, Texas, and Florida. Baltimore and Chicago and North Dakota. Man, listen, I want all my friends to come. If you can get here, don't worry about the cost. Get out here, get yourself a room, and I'm going to rent a spot, event of all fucking events. I want 500 motherfuckers having the best time of their life on me. I'm going to supply the food, the liquor. All you got to do is get here and get yourself a room. OK, Okay, I'll probably do it two nights, Friday and Saturday night. We'll have a meet and greet someplace and a little play thing. And then Saturday, we'll have a monster event. That is my guarantee. Okay, if you've been to one of my parties, you know how we throw parties. I'm tired of this shit. That censorship thing bothered me. Facebook should not be able to tell me that my party is virtual and I can't charge. That, you know what? That's crossing the fucking line. Don't tell me how I can have a good time with my friends. That's all I have to say about that shit. WeSwingLV@gmail.com. WeSwingLV@gmail.com if you need to get a hold of me. I've answered everybody's emails over the holiday, so you got a response from me. If you ask me a question, I answered it. Facebook group, we're trying to grow. Like I said, don't listen. Just because it's an interracial group, don't think that you're not included. We will add you. Bring your taupe-colored dick on. And somebody will suck that motherfucker. Stop it. Stop it. Fuck. Damn. Can't we all just get along? Please? Facebook group. What you got to do? EARLBOLDEN. Earl Bolden. It's not under my first name, Damon. It's under my middle name, Earl. Earl Bolden on Facebook. If you friend me, then I will add you. Send me a message and just say, you know what? We're a Caucasian couple, but we get down with the mixes. I'm going to add you. Don't hate. Jump in. MeWe group, for all my freaks out there that like to post the nastiest shit that they could possibly post. I try to throw something in there every day that sparks your attention. You know, big booty, wet pussy, big titties, sucking dick, whatever. I try to post something every day just to spark your attention. Like, that, man, this is what this is all about. You about it. You join the group. This is what you want to get into, man. Get your arousal going. Not just some days, but every day. Life is short. I know I ain't going to be around this motherfucker too much longer. Shit, I'm in my 50s. So I'm trying to get at it every day. Every single day. I ain't taking no break. There ain't no holidays for fucking. Fuck that. I'm about it. Now, so if you want to get in the MeWe group, WeSwingLV, just hit me on the MeWe, get in the MeWe, and go to WeSwingLV and add yourself, and I will find, you have to say that you want to join the group, and then I will add you. It's pretty simple. If you just get on the MeWe app, that's pretty simple. You got the email. You know how to find us on Facebook. I love y'all. I miss y'all. I hope to see y'all soon. You know what? There was a party over New Year's Eve. Some people came out from California, man. We've been trying to get with them forever. And my girl wasn't feeling well. And then my family was in town. And I just, man, we going to get with y'all. Trust me, we going to get with y'all. We've missed y'all a couple times, man. But we really like what you're doing. They got a group. I have to find the name of the group. I throw it out on the next podcast. But really, really cool people. And we hope to hook up with them really soon. And we're going to get this thing cracking in 2021. Don't worry. Don't worry. We're going to get around this shit one way or the other. I love y'all. Happy New Year to y'all. And listen up for the next one because we've been gone about a month and I got so much shit to talk about. I got pages of shit. So I love y'all. Peace.